McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
As I sometimes say, you know, we can be friends, but we probably won't be close friends. 8:10 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, sometimes on Key. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's over there doing her singing better than I am, more bravely than I am. Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. She joins us every Tuesday after a Monday meeting. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey. I got my leg warmers on, I got my headband on, I'm doing it, and she's got that naturally curly red hair that's perfect for all of that 80s aerobicized.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Well, you're our hero, that's why I play that
I picture it with a headband and everything, so that's outstanding.
That matches my own.
So let's see, yesterday you had the general city council meeting, but you also had the budget workshop working on all of the funding for next year. I am assuming that the plan is to keep millage constant and let the rise in housing prices set off against the increased inflationary cost of employees and business operations and all that. Is that basically right?
Stop. You took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Yes. So, you know, so long as we can continue to do that, that is a sustainable business plan, keeping that millage low, keeping all other, you know, rates and taxes low, and just riding that increase in appraised value and saving against inflation. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And yet, of course, according to the state rule, because you're not adopting the rollback rate, you have to pretend that you're implementing a tax increase, which is one of the dumbest rules ever put into place ever. So, you know, I feel your pain every time you have to do that, you know.
Well, for individuals like yourself who are trying to educate your listeners, it can get very confusing. And so we appreciate you helping explain that.
Yeah, it's just one of those goofy. I mean, you know, they keep the gas tax or they keep the sales tax percentage constant, but the price of things goes up. Is that a tax increase? Well, no. I mean, it's just
that's a flat tax.
But anyway,
that's
whatever.
Right. Oh, I love it.
You have your rules. You guys also have been working on a bit of an issue that came up with the Shoreline Park and watercraft rentals. Is that right?
We did. So our general fund, of course, encompasses, you know, what your property taxes are primarily paying for. So that would be, you know, your law enforcement, fire protection, parks and recreation. And so there's quite a bit of talk about parks, both the hurricane recovery needed at Wayside Park, but also what is happening at Shoreline Park. Our mayor pro tem, Tom Nail, says it's almost like whack-a-mole. Like as soon as you fix one problem, another pops up. So we have a beachfront dog park, and we cleared out some of that area to make it, you know, more visible, to improve some ADA parking. Apparently, it made it perfect for jet skis and watercraft rentals, who have now taken out the floating bumpers there for dogs. They're pulling their jet skis right up. We have watercraft rentals operating out of Shoreline Park, pontoons and so forth, and they're paying the same $75 a year as you would pay for your personal boat, Andrew.
So, got it. But using it a lot more, right?
Yes, yes. So what the council really talked about is, wait, that's not the use of this park. You can go to Pensacola Beach for that. You can go to Pensacola for that. This park is located, you know, in the interior of our neighborhoods. It's just not equipped to handle the type of volume that we're seeing right now. And so they talked more about what we can do in order to change the code, because operating those businesses out of that park is just, it's in disharmony with, you know, how people want to use it. So that was a good conversation, good direction.
So do you think the goal here is to, because obviously there's a market demand, okay? So is the goal to find a way to make them both work together, or is the goal to just prohibit the commercial activity because the park is so full of non-commercial activity that it can't really sustain that addition to it?
Right. We heard our council loud and clear. It was unanimous that we have to delineate between uses, and for the commercial rentals, that is not the location. And we heard them loud and clear. It was unanimous that we are not going to have rentals operating out of Shoreline Park South. So we'll see if there needs to be better code enforcement, code changes to ramp up penalties. We'll see that happen. But there was a delineation with the charter fishing and, you know, making sure that we're addressing charter fishing separately. And then also you have more of your commercial industrial uses, those that are, you know, bringing in barges, but they're repairing the piers, you know, for a lot of our surrounding residences. So how we address those, because what's happening now is they're, you know, bringing their barge, their heavy equipment, and there's a long line backing up of this year. Yeah. So talked a lot about delineating between those uses to be able to continue to allow the charter fishing. You know, we have a $1.2 million NERDA grant coming down the hatch, Andrew, in order to make improvements for recreational fishing. So something has to give the recreational watercraft. This is not the location for it. We don't have the facilities for it. And so, you know, in the future when Wayside opens,
I was just
going to
say that. Yeah, Wayside seems like it'd be a much more natural place, especially with all of that abundant, you know, asphalt parking space. It seems like that would be more of a fit.
Well, the issue there, of course, is that neither Pensacola nor Gulf Breeze has received FEMA assistance for our hurricane recovery. We're looking at over $2 million worth of repairs that need to be made. So it's likely not going to be, you know, until next year before all of those facilities are open again. In the meantime, what the council have said is, listen, this park is for residents first. We encourage our surrounding area to use it in the way of which it's designed, but the rentals, it has to go.
Interesting. Okay. Well, you know, always you would hope to find a way that everybody can be happy, but sometimes, you know, the facility only lends itself to the one thing and the other things are going to cause a problem. Sam, you know, actually, hang on for just a second because I had one other thing I wanted to ask you about. It's going to probably make me, I think it's going to wind up making me look stupid, but I don't mind.
Cool.
Candy's got traffic on the fives first.
Yes. Okay. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. Fairfield not showing many problems except for that slight backup that is eastbound just on the other side of Pace Boulevard in front of the Waterfront Rescue Mission thrift store, because it is down to one lane right after that and it clears up. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, certainly let us know. Text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Back to Sam Abel. Sam, this has nothing to do with anything that's on your agendas, but it's just we were on vacation and we went to Jacksonville. We actually went to Amelia Island. My wife's mom just moved here from Illinois. And Fernandina Beach has this greenway bike walk trails around through a wetlands where there's water canals, basically, but then these grass, not paved, but grass biking trails. It's a couple of miles of biking. It's really a cool feature. I don't know why I wanted to bring it up with you. I know you've got like the boardwalk through the area down there, Shoreline Park. I know, of course, the Gulf Islands has their bike trails, and that's a much more dry area. It just seemed like it was a really cool thing. I wanted to mention it to you in case there was any value somehow or other in knowing about that and what could be done in Gulf Breeze.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, the federal government really helped with a rails to trails program in the 90s and really pushed a lot of grant money through for railways that weren't being used anymore and converting those. And Andrew, if you ever get a chance to kind of Google that and look at some of the really cool green trails that you're describing and where they are throughout the country, it's really neat how they kind of link up through old railroad areas. You're right that we're kind of low to the water table in Gulf Breeze, so it gets a little bit more difficult because, you know, that area catches water.
Right.
But we are looking to expand our wetlands boardwalk in two areas. One, with that NERDA fishing grant that I mentioned. As you know, right now our existing wetlands boardwalk is ADA compliant, and so pets are not allowed. But there is another smaller boardwalk that runs along the drive where all the boat trailers are traveling.
Okay.
That boardwalk will be extended along the periphery of the parking lot and along the edge of the wetlands trail and drop directly into the dog park.
Oh, okay.
So we're looking to extend that boardwalk over our wetlands, Andrew, and then the larger boardwalk, we're looking to extend that back north into our natural resources extension area. So we're looking to expand what we have, but what you're, you know, describing, your Amelia Island, absolutely so beautiful. Probably more suited for Pensacola, for our sister city.
Sure.
But hey, if you have any ideas, let us know.
Well, that, I just, you know, it was this random thing. We just experienced it, and I thought, well, while I'm talking with you, I'd bring it up. That's literally all I had in mind. So, Sam Abel, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you. She's the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Thank you for what you do for the city and keeping us informed. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Sam. 820 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you have a car, that means you need car service. If it is an import, like a Beamer, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, a Jaguar, you do not have to, Alexis. You do not have to take it to the dealership. You can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They take care of those cars all the time. Domestics also, okay, no problem. Trucks, and especially the diesel engines, right? You think maybe I got to take that to the... No, they work on those too. Or they're a little bit different, but they can work on those, no problem. So whatever your vehicle is, Bobby Likas can take care of it. The website is carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car is kind of the idea of that name, that they want to see you for the preventative maintenance to avoid the big problem by taking care of the little things before they become big things. Carfax rated them a top-rated service center in 2021, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's this morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm looking for Wayne. I'm very concerned about him. He seems to be going through this difficult phase right now. You know what I think it is?
That you're mental.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, Wayne's World. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne's World is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Nice. Nice.
As if.
The first pretrial hearing in the classified documents case against former President Trump set for today. That'll likely focus on how classified materials are being shared between Trump's attorneys and special counsel Jack Smith. The new abortion ban in Iowa on hold. A judge in Polk County temporarily blocked that new law yesterday. It essentially bans all abortions after 6 weeks. The judge's ruling will be in effect as the courts deal with lawsuits. And an Australian man and his dog, Andrew, are now safe. They spent 3 months adrift at sea. Timothy Shattuck and his dog, Bella, were rescued in the Pacific by a Mexican tuna boat months after they set sail for French Polynesia.
2 weeks into the voyage, trouble. A heavy storm taking out their boat's communication systems. The duo drifting for months on the open sea, holding on to hope and each other.
And both of them were in a little bit of a rough shape when they were found. They were given food, water, and medical attention. And apparently they were surviving on raw fish and rainwater for those 3 months.
Rescued by a what kind of boat?
A Mexican tuna boat.
This is 100% a country song. This is, I mean, come on.
If not a country song.
This is a Kenny Chesney song waiting to happen. You know it.
If not a country song, a blockbuster movie.
That's right, with a country soundtrack. All right, David, thanks for the update.
It's a Mexican tuna boat. You don't think the Latin Kings would cure that?
I've seen, no shoes in the sand kind of.
Okay.
Got a feel for that one.
Oh, I love that you know who that is.
I have gone, that's as far as I go into the country music world right there. We have
is Kenny
reached
Chesney?
The limit. We reached the limit of all my knowledge right there. 826 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? I'm not doing that. Oh, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, the live-action remake, is it's gotten turned into not Snow White, not the Seven Dwarves. Do you see this? This is definitely going to make the Transgressor segment. No, it's a Hispanic girl because, you know, Snow White is racist.
Well, it was her skin. I mean, it was her about her.
I'm so going to get in trouble. Okay. So it's, I mean,
don't
Snow,
say what you're going to say, please.
Snow
don't.
Is white.
Right.
Okay. And it's not Seven Dwarfs anymore because Peter Dinklage got upset. How dare you?
Well, I.
So now it's like seven mystically varied people of different ethnicities and heights and genders. And so it's blank.
They're not
blank,
even guys.
It's blank, blank, and the seven blanks now. I guess, because, no, there's a girl in there at least.
That's so weird. It sounds like an SNL skit.
It's do you remember the James Finn Garner books from back in the, like, early 90s? These were satire books of, you know, if Grimm's fairy tale has been written with politically correctness in mind.
Right, right.
That's what this is. Like, they're actually making a movie that is a satire of their own movie, but they're not being satirical. They're just being sincere to try to be inclusive and non-judgmental.
Based
not
on German folklore, how it was written. Okay.
It's hello. The modern Disney, I guess you get. 437-1620. What else do we have going on? I'm not doing that. Did you see, this came out, this was a thing that happened recently, even though it had been decided quite a long time ago. Is that you're going to have to get these new warnings on all of your point of sale for cigarettes. This judgment came down like in December, but it goes into place like last week or 2 weeks ago, that you have all these warnings, things like at the point of sale, like when you go to buy cigarettes, it's going to have to say, this from the Justice Department, smoking kills on average 1,200 Americans, period, every day, period. More people die every year from smoking than from murder, AIDS, suicide, drugs, car crashes, and alcohol combined, in bold. These are the signs that are going to have to go up in this country around point of sale for smoking.
Okay.
Smoking causes heart disease, emphysema, acute myeloid, myeloid leukemia?
Myeloid leukemia,
thank you.
That's right.
And cancer of the mouth, esophagus, larynx, lung, stomach, kidney, bladder, and pancreas. Smoking also causes reduced fertility, low birth weight in newborns, and cancer of the cervix. Smoking is highly addictive. Nicotine is the addictive drug in tobacco. And then this one, my favorite, the big one. It's not easy to quit in like giant font.
Right.
So,
good ideas.
Wow, really? Like, okay. Keep the product legal, don't keep the product legal. I don't know. It's wild to me, the level. I don't disagree with the message. Smoking is bad. Sure. But it's an odd place we are in this country where we're, you know, we hate cigarette smoking. We try to get everybody to stop it. And yet we continue to keep it legal and. Now you're required to put up these ads everywhere you sell the product. 829 News. At least it's not the pictures of the lung or whatever like they have in Canada.
Right.
Where it's, you know, hey, look.
It doesn't work there either. People that smoke are going to smoke. Yeah.
Or don't they, is it Canada where they're putting it on the cigarettes?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, where they're actually putting the message. So as you're smoking it, you have to see the
literal cigarettes.
Yes,
oh, that's odd.
I think that's Canada, I remember correctly. Yeah. Oh my goodness! Hey, frivolous topic comes up next. David Wayne has your local news. What's up on your agenda, David?
Well, there could be an increase in the impact fees for new Molino residences. More after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. An American citizen reported to have been taken into custody in North Korea, Fox confirms, is an American soldier.
United Nations Command, they oversee that area. They tweeted, quote, a U.S. national on a joint security area orientation tour crossed without authorization the military demarcation line into the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. We believe he is currently in custody and are working with our Korean counterparts to resolve this incident.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. West Virginia Senate Democrat Joe Manchin says if he decides to run for president as a third-party candidate, he'll be running to win. He says there's not enough bipartisanship anymore.
Their business model is better to be divided than united, and we're going to change that.
Senator Manchin at a town hall in New Hampshire hosted by the political group No Labels, joined by former Utah Governor Republican John Huntsman. No Labels is trying to add a third-party candidate to presidential ballots. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3. It is partly cloudy, 85 degrees right now in Pensacola. Developers continue pushing for that 1,500-acre development with the potential to double or even triple the population in Molino. Now an impact fee being considered to cover the possible cost of infrastructure that would be needed for those new residents. North Escambia reporting that Molino Utilities has proposed nearly doubling their tap fee for new residents that want to tie into the water there. Currently, that fee is $1,200. It could be increased to $2,200. The utility says if that Woodland Park development were to move forward, it would cost about $9 million for two new water wells and a new water tower to handle the demand. The proposed development was denied county sector plan opt-outs by the Escambia Planning Commission last week as hundreds of residents turned out to speak against it. The Board of County Commissioners, though, going to make the final call at a meeting on Thursday. Molino Utilities did not finalize that larger impact fee at their meeting this week. They're planning to vote on that, though, at a future meeting. The trial will continue today for one of the two men accused of killing Ladarius Clarity back in July of 2021.
At the close of the evidence, at the close of the case, the evidence will show that Quavian Snowden is guilty.
At the end of this trial, you will find that there is reasonable doubt that Mr. Snowden did not commit these crimes that he is accused of. We will then ask you to return the only just verdict, and that is a verdict of not guilty.
And Channel 3 was in the courtroom yesterday. 23-year-old DeKavion Snowden facing a possible mandatory life sentence if he's convicted. Back on July 1st of 2021, the car Clarity was driving was ambushed. More than 50 rounds were fired into the car. The second defendant in the case, Amos Snowden, expected back in court in September. A former state representative in Alabama will not be serving prison time for theft. Will Dismukes was convicted earlier this year after investigators accused him of stealing thousands of dollars from Montgomery's VA hospital and the city of Prattville before he ran for public office. He served Alabama's 88th district from 2018 to 2022. A judge sentenced Dismukes yesterday to 5 years in community corrections and 2 years of probation. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz announced one of his upcoming initiatives last weekend while he was speaking at the Turning Point Action Conference.
God's love does not halt for the limitations of man, and God's reach does not stop at the schoolhouse gates.
Gaetz announced that in coming days he plans to introduce a national prayer in school law, and if that gets adopted, he says schools would be required to allow students the opportunity to pray if they want to. As Baptist Hospital gets a little bit closer to opening their new campus over on Brent Lane, the future of their current property still up in the air. Pensacola's mayor spoke about that last week.
On the second bucket of Hurricane Sally DEO money, we had put in a request for $5 million that would go towards demolition of property at Baptist. That wouldn't get it done, but I think that's a step in the right direction.
Mayor D.C. Reeves and Baptist leaders say right now they don't have any definitive plans about whether to demolish the property. The city was unsuccessful earlier this year in their bid to acquire grant funding to build affordable housing in part of the old campus. Reeves says they plan to reapply for that in the fall. It's 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Not much. We're still watching the slowdown on Fairfield, of course. It's Fairfield near Pace Boulevard, near the Waterfront Rescue Mission thrift store. Backed up because it is down to one lane once you pass Pace Boulevard. So backed up. It was backed up to W Street a little earlier. Looks like that's been cleared. I-110 southbound at mile marker 4. That's the exit to Fairfield, showing an accident, but no roadblock this morning. And if you have a traffic tip, you can text it in at 437-1620. This brought to you by Indeed.com. If you're looking to hire, look to Indeed. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We will have a small chance of rain this afternoon, 10% chance of a stray shower, high near 95, mostly sunny skies throughout the day with a low near 80 degrees. We're going to be seeing mostly sunny skies for your Wednesday with a small 10% chance of rain, high near 95, Wednesday night temperatures dropping near 79 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 85 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in Milton.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
And your money now, I suppose. It is 8:38. The markets are mixed at the opening bell today. Stocks, the Dow is up 61.66 at 34,647.01. S&P 500 down 197 at 45,20.82. And the NASDAQ down 50.85 at 14,194.10. Our 10-year bond rate down a little bit at 3.76%. Our gold prices today are up 16.10 at $1,972.50. Silver prices at $25.05 today. If you're invested in the crypto market, your Bitcoin is down $50 today at $29,826.80. Ethereum at $18,93.25. And XRP is at 76 cents today. The Federal Reserve looking at another interest rate hike for September, a July rate hike is expected and has been for some time, but their decision on a September rate hike is not clear as of yet. They'll be analyzing new inflation data before they make that decision. Senator Elizabeth Warren calling on federal regulators to investigate Tesla and its ties to Twitter. The Massachusetts Democrats sent out a letter to the chair of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission earlier today, urging the agency to look into conflicts of interest, misappropriation of corporate assets, and other impacts to Tesla shareholders. And Ford Motor Company cutting the price of the all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck. Industry watchers say they're trying to stand out in a crowded field of new electric cars and trucks. Ford says the Pro model is now priced at $49,995. That's down just about 10 grand. Other models that aren't all electric also getting a price cut anywhere between $6,000 and $9,000. It is 8:40. Our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I'm back. You ready? Top of the list.
Yes, okay.
Top of the list.
All right.
For frivolous. This is one that you can go ask like coworkers, mm-hmm. your kids. You can ask around the dinner table. You know, you can ask at the water cooler. This is. You ready?
Yes.
All right. You know what a straw is?
Yeah.
You know, ordinary drinking straw. Oh, you got one right there in your drink.
See?
Okay. Well done. Okay.
Thanks.
So simple question. How many holes in that straw?
Two.
How confident do you feel in that answer?
Pretty confident.
So,
dummy.
4-3-7-16-20, 4-3-7-16-20, how many holes in a straw? That's the question of the day. You say, like Candy says, you say two. Okay. If you shorten that straw.
Yes.
By, say, half. Still happy with two holes as an answer?
Well, yes.
Okay. If you shorten it to, like, say, a 16th of an inch, so that it's really just like a ring.
Yeah,
of plastic.
A little tiny thin ring.
Still two holes?
Yes.
Okay. When you go to order a donut?
Yes.
How many holes in the donut?
One.
4-3-7-16-20.
I hate you and I don't even know why yet, so this is cool. Oh, I see the question. Yes.
Because
it's one hole.
A plastic straw is really just a long donut made out of plastic.
Oh.
Or a donut is really just a short straw made out of cake or yeast.
Your wife just must be so happy at home all this time.
4-3.
She's counting the minutes until you return to her.
4-3-7-16-20. When you you're drilling a hole, let's say into a board, okay? You drill a hole through the board, yeah?
Yes.
But let's say it's a, you know, thicker piece of wood, like, say, a 4x4, and you only have a 3-inch drill. So you mark on one side and you drill in. There's a hole.
Yes.
You mark on the other side, you start drilling in. When you start, two holes. When you get done, how many holes?
One hole.
4-3-7.
I thought we were going to talk about food. Or drinks.
We
can.
We can. Somebody here says there's one hole in the straw. Somebody here says one hole. Somebody here says, let's see. I'm waiting for an engineer to call in or to text in. Let's see. The number of holes is determined by the number of things it takes to block them. If you can block a straw with one thing, then it has just the one hole. Well, that's always the question. Like, if you want to say two holes, if you want to just say one,
mm-hmm.
and then you pinch it at the middle, what now?
Two holes.
Yeah, weird, right? So if you want to say that it's two, but you're short. See, you can play this game in both directions, which is what I'm doing, of course. Somebody here says one hole. Somebody says one. No, wait, it's two. No, wait, it's one. No, wait, it's two. Somebody here says the hole goes all the way through. So if you start a tunnel.
Jonathan.
On two sides of a mountain, okay? They're digging on one side. They've created a
hole.
If you start on the other side, they've created a
another hole.
When they hit each other,
they have one hole.
Oh, I don't know. It's very confusing. Somebody says got him with the whole question. I love that. All right, let me mess you up a little bit more. You ready? Because,
uh-huh.
you know, this is fun, okay? That's a great text. You saw the same one
I did. Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Somebody, I'm gonna say this just right. They said, someone's being a hole this morning.
Oh, I'm reading the one below it.
Oh, it's the next one. By that same logic, your mouth is your you know what. There's right. Okay. There's a constant. It's a constant tunnel. Let's just say it that way. Okay, so I'm gonna mess your thinking up just a little bit more. Ready? Because we're almost done with this. I know your brain hurts, but this is what. See, this is my favorite kind of question.
Is it? Mr. Logic Professor.
No, because this is genuinely a, like, just mess around, no real right answer. It's a definitional problem. Okay, I'm not trying to let you off the hook, but there is no right answer to this. So here's the thing. If you imagine, like, you've got a joint of two pipes, like two PVC pipes that are joined in the middle at a joint, okay?
Yeah.
How many holes? Two pipes, so four ends. How many holes?
I guess I would say, well, God, if it's connected, I don't know. It's either two or four holes.
Could
or
be
five,
one.
I guess. Yes. Could
be one hole with four openings. Right? I mean, depending on how you want to play with it, put it a different way. If I give you a wiffle ball, how many holes?
20.
Yeah, right? I mean, or those little, what's that red and blue, the Tupperware shape-o thing that the kids play with the put the yellow shapes in, you know, it's got.
Oh, those things.
Yeah, that's got, you would say it's got 10 holes.
The star, right.
But then again, it's kind of got like just one hole. I mean, you know, because it goes all the way through. So, okay, let me let you off the hook. You ready? I'll let you off the hook. This is a case, philosophers run into this stuff all the time, where the language and the definitions we use in the language are just not built for the challenges that the question is posing. You know what a hole is? Until somebody asks too many questions. And there's a lot of things like that. The answer is, well, it's a definitional problem. You know, so there's, but it's a fun one to argue about. I like that. 437-1620. Somebody here says, just for fun, you can add a second hole halfway up your friend's straw when they aren't looking. That's a leak. someone says they could involve the F word, a funnel. Ask if the straw identifies as one hole or a two-hole straw. There you go. Which pronouns does
Thank
the straw
you, Michigan.
Use?
You are That's... right.
I'm not sure that hearing the word hole this many times was the way I wanted to start out my day.
Yeah, ditto.
There's two holes in a joint. One is the end you light and the other is... That's okay.
Yeah, I thought it was somebody here was saying that too.
The whole thing evokes exclamations of holy blank. Y'all are the best. I love you so much. 437-1620. There you go. That's your conversation point for the day. You can ask other people what they think and then you can have fun depending on which answer they give. Because it really is, if they give this answer, you can play with the example in that direction. If they give the other answer, you can play with the example in the other direction. And then you can make everybody hate you, which is what happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
Nobody invites me to parties. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah, I can't imagine why Deadpool. Poet Society. Let me explain the whole. God, we do have the best texters, don't we? As we take a look at around light, I believe we still have a light out at 29 and W. Shemukla Highway, though, taking a look in this area. Woodbine, Berry Hill, all clear, not showing any slowdowns there. If you have traffic tips, though, text them in or smart comments for the professor. 437
Now you know why my wife.
I know exactly why.
My wife's brother always called me professor.
To do my Andrew McKay impression. I'm going to work on that. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got pests,
so smart. Oh, sorry,
unlike the one at hand presently, if you've got ants, if you've got termites, if you've got spiders, you've got rats, you got, you know, whatever the problem is, mosquitoes, okay, insect, they will come and take care of you. They're professional, trained technicians will show up on time, take a picture, give you a recommendation. If you decide to go ahead, then they'll email you what they did, how it worked out, all of that stuff before, during, and after. That's the idea. And of course, you know, estimate's free, okay? Have them come out, doesn't cost you anything. If you've got fire ants, they got a program that just takes one treatment. It bonds with the soil, gives you a full year of fire ant protection. If it's mosquitoes, they have a plan that identifies the mosquito species, targets a plant specifically for your yard, and solves the problem. Fire ants, you got a $25 off a new fire ant contract right now, $50 off an annual pest control customer for brand new contracts right now. There's some restrictions, so be sure to read the contract. But hey, if you need pest control, NSEC, they will take care of you. ENSEC.net.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat 7 adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID.4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Feedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels. Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Summertime is here, and with it comes the beautiful summer weather. Hey, it's Brent Lane with Fishbein Orthodontics. I'm excited to share some hot summer savings. Fishbein Orthodontics is offering a special summertime deal, a low down payment of just $149 for braces or Invisalign. Come see Fishbein at 8 convenient locations. Go to the website at fishortho.com to book your consultation. That's fishortho.com to begin your journey to a beautiful smile today.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Oh, I finally got the engineer call in on me on the hole question. They said, Andrew, the straw actually has no holes. It's actually a thin piece of plastic wrapped around air, creating a breezeway or flow point. So in reality, there's no place for a hole because that area is always filled with either air or fluid. Duh.
Thank you.
I love the text we get in. And yes, I'm glad to be back. I appreciate y'all being glad that I'm back. Thanks for Bobby, Joe, and Candy filling in so ably I was gone. That was great.
It was way better. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Aw.
No. We've missed you very much.
Whatever. City of Milton tried to hire Scott Collins.
I've had the opportunity to be really blessed career-wise. And as it relates to city government, I've been a city employee in the form of a police officer. I've been a city manager for 15 years going on. And I've also been an elected city council member. All of the views are different. The lens is always different from what you're looking for.
Yeah, very interesting background that he had. And, got asked a funny question by Mike Cusack.
What do you think about Milton driving around looking at things?
I've driven just a little bit through. Blinkers are underused.
They're a suggestion.
You talked to my wife already? So you've encountered the suicide lanes, as they call them here, right?
So that was a challenge. Speed limits are underused.
That is much
lighter. That's more just me being the guy who doesn't know where he is.
Yeah, you drive slower when you don't know your way around. Alex Andrade asked a pretty good question, I thought.
Yes, sir. Mr. Andrade, do you have a question?
Not to break protocol, but if you'd permit me one question.
Of course.
All right. Mr. Collins, between being a police officer and an elected city official, which one was a more humbling job?
Depending on what shift I was working. I will I'll give you an example of both.
He told, and the story about the being the elected official wasn't all that interesting. The story about being a cop was super interesting. I will tell you about that in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And good news is we're not showing really any of those slowdowns or delays. Certainly use caution wherever you are. We do see a vehicle crash. This is I-110 southbound at mile marker 4. That's the Fairfield exit. Not showing a roadblock, though. And if you see an accident or a slowdown, text in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to Scott Collins, the once and perhaps future city manager for Milton, because, he might be back in after all of the drama. We'll see. But anyway, he was telling a story about being a cop and a humbling experience he had.
One of the more humbling experiences I've had professionally, kind of small, but it was on a traffic stop I pulled someone over on I-85 in Montgomery, Alabama. And it was a construction zone, and I told myself, when they get to 85 miles an hour, I'm going to pull them over. So I did. Ann Street, I-85. I pulled them over. I walked up to the car, and I was the police officer you kind of wanted to see. I thought I was squared away. Walked up to the car. The gentleman never took his hands off the wheel. I said, the typical police question, sir, do you know I pulled you over? Right? He never looked up at me, had his hands on the wheel, looked straight ahead and said, son, if you have to ask me why you pulled me over, I'm leaving.
And he drove off.
So I'm standing on the side of the interstate, police car beside me, blue lights flashing, and he put his car in drive and pulled off. The first thing I thought was, I hope nobody saw this. The second thing I thought was, he was right. What I should have done was approach that differently. You can't be more humble than be standing on the side of the interstate thinking you're something you're not. Right. So what I should have done in that instance and what I did every time after that was, ma'am, sir, I'm Scott Collins, Montgomery Police Department. I pulled you over because you're doing 85 and a 55. Right. Now we've established those guidelines. So me thinking I was doing what I needed to do was a pretty humbling experience when I'm just standing around looking by myself on the side of the interstate. So with that, I think you have to be able to point the finger at yourself a little bit as well. And if you can't do that, then the humbling process really doesn't matter. No, ma'am, I did not. Did I not catch him. I was hoping he didn't tell anybody else.
So, no, he did not chase after him. No, he did not catch him. That was just, I love that answer because it's I could do this. And it is a dumb question to ask, right? Tell them what the issue is. Don't ask them if they know why they pulled you over because they may give you a second reason to arrest them. I love that answer. I thought that was a great slice of who he is. He definitely aced the oral interview, and then they delegated Mike Cusack to be the go-along with Alex Andrade to negotiate the contract, and then everything blew up. And it looks like, based on what I have seen and read, it looks like Mike Cusack is responsible for, blowing all this stuff up. We'll see. A lot of details still to come out. But there's a special called meeting. It's going to be, Thursday night that got canceled. Then Tuesday night in order to find out what Alex did wrong. And Alex doesn't seem to have done anything wrong. So that got canceled. And now for Saturday. So, good Lord. Who knows if he can be talked back into coming in. But he said no because, anyway, there's long backstory. I'll tell you more about it tomorrow when I've got a little bit better information to give you. Anyway, the other thing I want to let you know about is if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth, she's fantastic, okay? Sold 230 homes last year. That's crazy. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable how effective she can be to sell, representing multiple people all at the same time, get them sold homes quickly, buying homes also, but selling homes for, list, above list, sometimes even in this market that happens. But also just as a expert, like if you're buying a home, especially for the first time, I can't think of anybody better to have in your corner, looking over the deal, thinking about the, the comps and what you want to do and what the cost is going to be and what's the right interest and all that. Just everything across the board, she's fantastic at it. So find out what she might be able to do for you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. Time for future news, kind of an abbreviated one because we ran up against the clock here. Candy, do you think Century, with its failing to test the water for a year, and having had all the issues that they have had, do you think Century deincorporates or disincorporates?
I think they might.
It's up to them, obviously. But, Escambia County already runs half the stuff. I don't see a reason to continue to have a city of Century as such. It doesn't make sense to me. And is the fishing stuff all done in Santa Rosa County?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, it's all done.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.